information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Welcome, everybody. It is time to talk gardening. We have some brand new toys in here, a brand new control board, and it sounds like everything is working just wonderful. We will do our usual today with a couple of exceptions. I got a few new twists to tell you about. We got the big event coming up this next weekend. We'll talk about that quite a bit. Talk about art. We're setting up a different way of handling the SPCA report, so I'll get to that in a little bit. I'm probably going to have to put that on my Facebook. I'm putting some other things on Facebook and Twitter for you right now as we're going, so you can check those out. Telephone number to be with me is the same as always. It's 800. No, it's not. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3-4-7-8. 866-444-3478. My tea, pretty good this morning. A lot of ginger. I cut about twice as much as I normally do, cut up in little bitty slivers. And I went out and got a more thyme, lemon thyme, than I normally use. And it's pretty good. There's some honey in there, too. I didn't put a whole lot of honey, just enough to give it some taste. So that's one that you should give a try to. Ginger, thyme, and honey. There was a fellow, I assume he's still around, a herbalist, a grower of culinary and medicinal herbs over in the East Texas area and the Athens area, and he used to call it thyme, which, of course, is how it's spelled. He was funny. He's really good. Grew great looking plants, great quality herbs over there. So anyway, wherever you get them, you can grow them yourself. This is the time of the year to be planting a bunch of stuff. Our latest newsletter, which is the first thing that I'll tell you about that's new, is going to be multiple topics. It used to be just one topic. We're doing multiple topics, and we're pointing out some of the things that we're adding to the website and adding in other areas, podcasts that we're doing. It dawned on us that some of the podcasts that we've done in the past are kind of hidden. A lot of people that go to dirtdoctor.com and listen to the show may not even know about them. So it's already started going out, the latest one. It may not be totally out yet, but you'll see it. And if you have any feedback, by all means, as with all of our stuff all the time, let us know what you think. And if you've got any suggestions for improvement, we are open always. It's a little different feature of this show. Some people don't like to get any tips and opinions and advice from the listeners, but we're just the opposite, because some of the greatest tips that we have came from listeners. In fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you one right now that came up yesterday on Bob Webster's show. You know, I do his show with him, 30 minutes with him every Saturday morning. He's on down in San Antonio on KTSA, and we've been, I don't know how long we've been doing it. We've been doing 15 years or longer, I guess. And one of his listeners had come up with a tip, and I was listening to it and caught about half of it while I was working on other things, and I texted Bob back later and asked him if I heard correctly what I heard, and he said, yeah, and he said he hadn't tried it yet, but if it works, it was going to be a big deal. Relates to rats and mice, the control of said rodents. And we've got a little issue, as we do all the time, off and on all the time, back in our greenhouse and dog running area that abuts the creek and the bamboo and all that kind of thing. So roof rats coming in from time to time is just something you're never going to get totally under control. But this listener had a very interesting recommendation, and he said it was working on he lived in the country, apparently, a farm, and he said it was working on field mice and also rats in the barn, and it was putting out salt, nothing but salt, plain salt from the kitchen. And Bob said, and it sounded like that to me, I heard that part of it when he was talking about it, and I didn't hear that it was salt. I heard he was just putting it out in containers. It'd probably be best, you know, to do it in some kind of a, like the, what we put the traps in, the black boxes, so that, you know, other animals can't get to it. I've never heard of other animals being harmed by salt, but there may be, we don't know for sure about this, but it's something for everybody to look into and give us some feedback. There may be something about the metabolism, the digestion, and of those rodents that salt creates a problem for. So be careful with it. Don't just leave it out where your pets and all the animals around can get to it. Put it in those black bait stations or something where the mice and rats can get to it if they're a problem for you. And let's see if that works. It's a pretty interesting idea, to say the least. I hope it does work for us. Let me go ahead and talk about the Mother Earth Fair. By the way, I'm seeing something on the caller's light and in the background, Mary Rose. Do we have a caller there or not on line one? I'm seeing it coming off and on. The telephone number, again, by the way, is 866-444-3478. We've got the event coming up, the Mother Earth News events, the first one that they do of the year. And it's in Texas. They started doing it about 3 years ago, and it's in Belton, the Temple Belton area. And I'm going to be there doing my two talks. If you go to appearances on dirtdoctor.com, you can see all my appearances that are coming up there. And this one will be there as well. I'm speaking twice on Saturday, and it's an updated version of what I have done for some time now, one on the natural organic pest control and one on trees. And it includes both planting and management of trees, but also the fabulous trees of the world. And so I'll be doing those as lectures to different places. Got it all explained for you on the information that you'll connect to if you go to appearances. Or you can just do a search and pull up Mother Earth News Fair Belton, Texas. But the other thing, and this is a first for us, we're going to be having a booth. Doug and my business partner and I will be there both days. We don't always do that because a lot of times we come back to do the show from here, but we're going to be doing the show from there, and we're going to be there both Saturday and Sunday. And announcer daughter Logan will be there as well. She's coming in. Judy will be bringing her in Saturday. Judy will be there for a while, my wife. And the reason for that is that we're going to have a booth giving out information about Texas Organic Research Center, our 501c3, the nonprofit, and the Organic Club of America. Will have some of the stuff you get as bonuses when you join. And we'll also have a display of my art, my wild and crazy organic art. I've been furiously working on some new pieces. In fact, some of the new pieces, the two latest ones, are on both Twitter and Facebook. One of the Facebooks, I'll be putting it on the other one here in an upcoming break, so you can see that. But anyway, we'll have it there. I decided not to do prints. Doing prints just ended up proving to be more trouble than doing some smaller originals for your look-see, see what you think about it. And if you want to invest in any of them, one of the neat things about our art and the books, the way we're selling them now through the Torque, it's a fundraising situation for our Texas Organic Research Center, which is nonprofit. So it's all tax deductible for you. So you can get my books, all of them. I'll talk about them more. My books, as opposed to other gardening books, go into a lot of detail and have some really deep, credible information about this organic approach. And on specific subjects, trees, insects, diseases, on various kinds of things, herbs, and other things as well. We'll go through that in a little bit, too. But anyway, the art will be there. Check it out on Facebook and Twitter, and we will have it for you to see in person. And if you want to invest in any of it and help raise funds for TARC, that'd be wonderful, too. But we'll be there to talk. Howard Garrett, back with you after this, 866-444-3478.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organica, natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, the bird's out, Randy. I am back. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Well, let's see if we can get a caller up on our new gizmos and everything here. Here's Daryl the Snake Man with us first up with the new gear. Hey, Daryl.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2.
Excellent. How you doing? What's up?
Doing well, although, you know, just hearing your birds, which is unrelated to the original call, but I'm surrounded by trees. I'm normally noisy with birds around here.
Yeah.
It's been scary quiet lately. Is there anything particular up with that? Is it just because it's February?
I think so. I was noticing this morning just the opposite. It's kind of interesting. I was noticing a cardinal and some other birds this morning when it was still dark were pretty vocal. It was really pretty. I was a little bit surprised, you know, with the cold and the drizzling rain that we were hearing that much song. So I doubt it's anything. Could be, but mine was just 180 degrees from what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's spooky quiet out there. Been many a morning where the only bird I heard was a rooster.
Are you, haven't been to your place there. You got a lot of trees around? Oh, interesting.
And you could really call it a greenbelt because right across from me is an enormous cedar brake that hasn't ever been developed. And, it was 6 years ago or was it five that the egrets put their rookery there? And uh-huh. My sky was absolutely filled with white wings. You know, a lot of people don't like them because they smell, but I thought they were awesome. But, the bird song around my place is normally just seriously all the time and loud. And it's been spooky quiet for some little time now.
Mm. Interesting. Well, keep an eye on it and let me know. And if anybody else out there listening is having a similar thing in this part of the country, they'll let us know, I'm sure. So thanks for the insight. Did you have a question about the salt thing?
Yes, I had to chime in about that. First of all, I've just been doing a little looking online while I was waiting to see if salt is a danger to other animals.
Mm-hmm.
And about all I can find is that there's some other toxic things in the salt that they use on the street.
Yeah, and so yeah, that's no good.
So if you walk your dog through it, you should clean his feet and stuff like that. And you don't want to give him too many salty treats because It'll make him dangerously thirsty. But, I mean, other than that, I don't see where it's any kind of environmental danger to have salt out. I just don't understand why it works on rats.
I don't know why it would work either. And, you know, you bring up a good point because people put salt licks out for livestock all the time, and that obviously doesn't create a problem.
Correct.
Of course, in this case, this guy was using and recommending just loose salt. And I think what he was doing in his barn, I think he was just putting it in cups and saucers and things and leaving it open. And I, like I said, I guess if you did that and pets could get to it, that might be a little bit of an issue. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how dogs and cats would go after just pure salt like that.
Well, if they do, they'll all be thirsty, but I don't know that there's any other damage. I just still don't understand why it would work on rats. Now, I do know a couple of things that do work on rats, as you know. One of them, of course, is don't kill the snakes.
Right.
Snake is your friend. Do not kill the snake.
Right.
The snake in his lifetime can do $100,000 worth of pest control. Leave the snake alone. But the thing that I know about that works on rats, and I've gotten a whole lot of confirmation on this one, is peppermint. One, it's good to grow peppermints. Two, it's good to have as a houseplant. But three, you can take essential oil of peppermint and put it on cotton balls and throw those around in places where you have rodent problems.
Yeah, peppermint works on a couple of different pests, and it's something that I used to do more than I do. There used to be, I'm sure there still is, a Dr. Bonner's soap that's a peppermint soap.
And it's, yeah, I remember.
It's a wonderfully fragrant soap. It's a good cleaner, and some people would use it in lieu of some other surfactant in their organic sprays, you know, at a tablespoon per gallon or whatever. But the repellency that it has with rodents is something that I need to remember to talk about. That's another good thing to use. Growing peppermint is super easy to do. You just have to be careful about keeping it in containers or contained somehow, because it will flat become invasive. There's no question about it.
It's the smaller bamboo.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thanks for calling and being our lead off with all of our new gear here, Daryl, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, or take care.
All right, see ya. Let's see here. This is all the same, I think. Yeah, that's good. You want to call and be next? Just jump on here at 866-444-3478. I've got some more in Howard's Garden and some stuff to do, but we'll work in as quickly as we can as we go here. Let's see what I had next up. I need to get a couple of things ready for you off the air, and we'll get back on those. But again, at the fair down in Belton, Texas, one of the things that, if you haven't ever been to one of those things, you're going to be amazed about is how much information there is. Bob and I were talking yesterday about the fact that there's almost too much. There's 100-something different presentations on their handout. They say that there's 100-plus workshops on 11 stages over 2 days. I thought there were even more than that. Let me tell you a little bit about what all's involved and all that when I come back, and then we'll jump on to other things at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com, and you can go to the appearance button right there on the homepage and go to all the details about what I'm talking about here. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I've done something that I usually don't do. I actually got the information on Facebook, both Facebooks, and Twitter for you, some examples of the art and some information where you can know where to go to get more info on what all is going to be going on this coming weekend. It's this Saturday and Sunday down in Belton, Temple Belton area center of Texas. Those of you that aren't near enough to come to this one, we'll be doing other fairs across the country as the year moves on. We're not positive about exactly which ones we're doing yet, but they have them from they have these events from Oregon to Pittsburgh and a lot of points in between. You can order online to get your 2-day passes and save some money if you want to go that route. For information, there's a 800 number that you can call and get more information about it too. It's 800-234-3368. But there are a lot of speeches like I'm going to give. There are smaller displays where people are doing some kind of, just example for you of how to do some wood carving or how to do something. There's huge equipment for building houses and building barns and all kinds of stuff and everything in between. There's also these hands-on extended workshops where you go in and there's somebody teaching you how to make cheese or make this or do that or whatever, and you end up at the end of those things with something to take home with you. I think there's a little bit of cost on those, but the talks in general are not anything other than, you know, getting into the event. Some of the subjects are food forests, designing and developing functional livestock farms, easy ways to grow mushrooms. Yeah, the guy that's there doing the mushroom talks, his name is Chad Cotter. He's terrific. He just does I mean, I learn a lot of stuff every time I hear him talk about it, and he really knows that end of the microbes as well as anybody I've run into across the country. So that's worth coming to see for sure. Durable and beautiful hair on hides, creating drought-resilient soil, essential oils, CBD, and herbs for wellness. A lot of interest in that. And there'll be people with booths with those products. There are a lot of that going on there as well. Herbs and flowers for health and beauty. A lot of herbal information, how to grow specific herbs, culinary and medicinal, and how to use those herbs for different things. A lot of that. A lot about chickens, a lot about goats, a lot about all kinds of livestock there. Whatever kind of livestock you're interested in, there'll be something at the fair for you. A lot about energy stuff, getting off the grid, and then a lot about solar and different kinds of specific energy sorts of things. All kind of information there about equipment. You'll find info at the fair about hand tools, long tools, mechanical equipment, more information about things like chainsaws and all that than you've ever seen in one place in your life. Growing elderberries, they almost always, maybe always, have information about elderberry growing and using it for your health and all that. Microbes, a lot about biological activity and soil building and all that, obviously, and organic gardening and farming and ranching and all that. There's all kinds of folks there besides me talking about those issues. Marketing for the modern farmer and how to brew kombucha tea. Kombucha tea is, you know, very popular, and a lot of other stuff. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's all kinds of things. Joel Saladin will be there, Christy Shockley, Jeffrey Yago, Trad Cotter, as I mentioned, and Shauna Coronado will be keynote speakers, which they are at a lot of their events. Well, let's see what David is up to, if I can get the right button here. David in Preston, Iowa. What's up, David?
Well, I got thawed out at that 45 below zero up here.
Man, I tell you, I don't envy you guys. It's been brutal, hasn't it?
That was the best news. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I'd like to know if you're going to be coming through Iowa. And you know, we listen to you up here quite a bit, and there's a lot of people that are probably very interested in your show. And your information and everything. And I thought, are they going to schedule or can you schedule a trip up here? We'd like to meet you.
Well, there's a couple of things there, David, and that was one of the next items I was going to bring up myself. We have done something new this week. Well, first of all, to answer your question, you can go to dirtdoctor.com and go to appearances and click on the information there that explains basically how it works if an organization or a business or an individual hires me for consultation or for a presentation, and all that information is there. In addition to that, what we just did this week, a garden club in the Atlanta, Georgia area hired me to do a presentation, and I did it from my desk in Dallas. And it was really cool, and it's something that Doug and I are looking into doing more, making available to people. It works through a program, and basically the camera on my computer photo, you know, is showing me and my slideshow presentation. And in this case, they had two screens in the room, and the garden club was there and could see my slides and could see me talking. And I had some hands-on displays and everything. It worked out really well. It was our first attempt at doing that. And it can be done for a far lower cost. For one thing, I don't have to fly you know, and have the expense of going across the country when it's somebody like you in Iowa. So if any group that you have or any businesses are interested in that, we're, you know, totally open to it. We're certainly open to going there and having an event and bringing businesses that want to sell organic products together and helping them decide on, you know, how what to have in a Dirt Doctor retail setup, you know, to have all the stuff that I recommend and be able to do a total organic program. So the answer to your question is we do that now in a lot of different ways.
Well, you know, there's one thing that's nice is to meet the person actually and, you know, and actually shake their hand. And, you know, those type of discussions and stuff and personal appearances are really important nowadays. So,
yeah, and I love to do it. I think it's fun. I always learn something myself, as I said. So just keep those things in mind. You can take a look at where I will be appearance-wise. Under that button on dirtdoctor.com, it says where I'm speaking, and we keep up with that fairly well. Mother Earth News fairs are scattered across the country. I don't know offhand what would be the closest one to you in Iowa, but there may be one fairly close. And if not, let's put together some kind of event. One of the things that we've been talking about for a while, and it's come real close to being put together, and then never has been finalized, but the Ace Hardware stores, you know, which exist across the country in cities, you know, everywhere, are interested in organics, and a lot of them are already handling organic products, and they might be somebody to talk to start the conversation of putting an event together in different cities to pull me in and to talk about the organic program and products.
Well, I'll definitely look you up. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And the open lines are 800. I've said that twice today. 866-444. I guess with all this new fancy equipment, I think it needs to be a new number or something. I don't know. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Okay, let's see. I didn't talk about weather, as I usually spend a little time on at the first of the show. We've got ugly weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's not like Iowa, 45 below, but it's we got down to about 25 degrees. It was cold enough to have to move a few things around. It's been kind of interesting for us here because we haven't had it cold enough to where some of the marginal things – it was really essential to get them in the greenhouse. I've got a big, it's kin to an asparagus fern, but it's more of an upright, bushy version of it. And it's in a pot, and it's been outside the whole time, and this 20-degree weather hadn't affected it at all. One of the things that, you know, we talk about from time to time, and I should make it a usual point, is for those of you who are worried about freeze damage and everything, one of the things that comes along with this natural organic program is a protection, a hardiness increase in the plants of somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 degrees. And it's not just supposition. We know it from a whole bunch of situations and projects and potted plants and plants in the ground and everything else. Some plants that people say can't be grown around here are growing fine because they have that protection. Where does that protection come from? Well, it comes from, to begin with, the healthy soil, the biological activity in the soil, which is the main thing we're trying to do with this natural organic approach and do. And that raised level of beneficial organisms in the soil, first of all, it builds mycorrhizal fungus on the roots of plants. And that gives plants all kinds of protection and hardiness increase from heat and cold and too much water and not enough water and whatever the stress-inducing influence is. It gives you a lot of protection. And it does another thing. It builds the mycorrhizal fungus itself does that. And then in addition to that, when all that's going on, you have a higher level of the trace minerals from that healthy soil being able to move from the soil into the plants. And that's important from a couple of different standpoints. One is the taste in food, if it's a food crop, of the higher level of complex carbohydrates in the plant is built from all those trace minerals that the plant needs being there. And so the end result is more sugars, more taste. Well, those sugars function as an antifreeze. And so that's part of where you get that protection. And you also get this resistance from the insects and the diseases. And that's how I start all my lectures when I talk about natural organic pest control, is that the first step of the program is to have healthy soil, and then you have a healthy plant, and we don't have to treat the insects and diseases very often at all. More on all that when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Let's go next to Tyler, Texas, and talk with Rick. Hello, Rick.
Rick.
What's up?
Rick's like reading the warning. Anyway, that's fine. All right, thank you for your show. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
I got pampas grass bushes in my front yard. It's been in there. This will be the third year. And I keep waiting for them to grow up and bush out and get great big like everybody else's. And mine are just kind of squatty.
What kind of plants are they?
Pampas.
Pampas grass?
Uh-huh.
Well, the only thing that's probably going on there would be that when you put them in the ground, the root balls were dry. And when that happens, it just leads to that kind of a situation. Plants sitting there, not growing, not doing very well. You might lift them up. It's not going to hurt them at all to lift them up and see if the roots are wound around and around and around real tight, and it's dry if it is, which it probably is, even with the rain, because the rain won't enter a ball like that. It functions like a duck's back or worse. So pull it out of the ground, tear it with I use a Hori knife. The Hori knife has a jagged edge on one side. You can use that, or you get one of those. I recommend them anyway, or get you just a trowel or whatever you have and tear up the roots and then put it over in a bucket of water or a wash tub and let it soak until all the bubbles stop coming out and it's totally saturated. If you throw a little Garrett juice in the water, you get a little benefit from that while you're doing it, you know, so you might as well do that. Then put them back in the ground, and this next season you'll probably see 180 degrees. It'll just be all the difference in the world.
Well, that gives me a good idea. Hey, I sure appreciate you. Y'all have a good week, and we'll talk to you again some other time.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir, bye.
Yeah, and that's not just for pampas grass. That's for any kind of shrub that you're planting or any kind of a tree. If you put a dry root ball in the ground, it's not going to do well. It will never, ever accept the water from around it. You've got to have a sopping wet root ball going into moist soil for it to reach its potential, to get established and grow like it's supposed to. So don't worry about cutting the roots or doing damage to the plant. If it's wound around real tight, you're not going to do anything but good. Even if the roots aren't bound, If the root ball is dry, and I've made this mistake myself, I get in a hurry planting new flowers, transplants, perennials, whatever it is, and I'll notice that I'm going through a flat and they're all watered. I watered them in really well, and I missed a couple, and they're kind of dry. And instead of stopping and going over and putting them in a bucket of water and letting them, you know, bubble and bubble and bubble and get thoroughly saturated before I put them in the ground, I stick them in the ground and say, well, I'll just water real heavily and I'll get them wet enough. It ain't going to happen. The water will never go into a dry root ball like that unless just very odd thing happens, and it can. But in generally, we just won't do it. And so of all the planting I did, you know, I talk about planting at the right height and having the plants high all the time ad nauseum. Some people get tired of hearing me talk about that, but I'll never stop talking about it because it's the thing that's the most abused probably. And this putting dry root balls in the ground is probably in the number two position. So if you want to, you know, protect your investment, not lose the plants from one thing, but on the other hand, just get the plants to perform like they have the potential to perform, you've got to put a sopping wet root ball in the ground, not a dry one. And if it's bound with roots, that's a whole different issue. If you put it over in the wash tub or in the bucket and you soak it and get it thoroughly saturated, and it still has wound around and around and around roots, jam-packed, in other words, the roots grew out from the plant and hit the wall of the plastic pot and just circled and circled and circled and circled. Even if you got it sopping wet, if you don't change that condition, you're not going to have the plant perform like it is capable of performing either. And if it's really, really hardly wound, tearing it and cutting it is okay. It would be better if you could soak it and get it loose enough to where you pull it out with your hands and stretch the roots out laterally, going out like they should be growing away from the stem of the plant. Let's see. Rick is still there. Did I not get it? Does he need to talk again, Mary Rose? Check and see. I probably just hit the wrong button, put him on hold instead of killing that line. Somebody sent me an email with an interesting question. They were asking me about molasses, and they were asking me to talk about the differences in sorghum molasses, cane molasses, blackstrap molasses, and was another one mentioned. I'll talk about it in more detail at the next hour. This one's ending. The short answer for you is that any sugar works with what I talk about, putting out carbon materials, compost, and organic fertilizers, and then putting out the rock powders, lava sand, and azomite, and things like that. And then the third major category is sugars. And any sugar, old cookies and cakes will work if you don't have molasses. But any kind of sugar works. Molasses works because it's loaded with trace minerals. Any of the molasses will work. The one that's the agriculture one, and he asked about this, the one used in cattle feeds, is the cheapest, and that's normally the one we recommend because of the inexpensive nature of it. But I'll talk more about sugars and other soil building things when I come back. So I'm the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. I'll be back with you right after this.